Welcome everybody to tonight's ordinary council meeting. I declare the meeting open at 5:31 and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Gariyada people whose land we're on today, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gariyada elders past, present and future in all working together for the betterment for the future of the city of Port Hedland. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I'd like to pass over to acting CEO to introduce our acting directors.
Thank you, acting mayor. I'd just like to quickly, obviously, we've got a new life. I'd like to welcome and acknowledge Kathy Carruthers, who's going to be the acting director of corporate service for the next period of time. I'd like to acknowledge and thank Grant Lansky, who's going to be the acting director of Works and Services for the next couple of weeks, while we go through a process of recruiting an acting director, which is almost concluded. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to share some further news with the elected members in regards to the acting director for Works and Services, and obviously one of those the acting director Community Development Services, Adam Magic.
Thank you, Acting CEO. Item 3, recordance of attendance. So, as listed, 3.2, apologies. There are nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, Councillor Julie Arif. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do we have any disclosures of interest, Councillors?
Just a comment. Mayor, approve leave of absence. Is that to ask for the next approval of leave of absence? Because I know it used to be at the end of the agenda.
I think that's what's already been approved. Is that correct, Acting CEO?
That's correct.
I didn't see it at the back of the agenda.
No.
So I'm not just there's a code deferred to the
Coordinator
Government.
3.3 is for elected members who are currently on approval of absence, and then I think
Okay. Yep. Okay. Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, a question taken from Mr. John Peters, and there's a response there. 4.2, questions from Councillor Blanco, and again a response, and 4.22, question from Councillor Gillingham, which also is a response. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Councillors, do I have any applications?
I do, thank you, Acting Mayor. 5th of September to the 12th of September and the 25th of September to the 10th of October. Thank you.
Yes, I do. From the 1st of September to the 19th. Sorry, the 12th.
Any other councillors with any? Thank you, councillors. Item 6, attendance by telephone instantaneous communication. Do we have any applications?
Sorry, through the chair, we just need a vote, a second and a vote to accept the leave.
Okay, we shall move on back to item 5. Can I have a mover in accepting those application leaves?
Yep.
Move Councillor Melville.
Deputy.
Oh, Deputy Mayor Melville. And seconded Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? Against? Thank you. Passed 7-0. Item 6, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications? There are nil. Item 7, public time. It's just an important note, this meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meetings. 7.1, public question time. I'll declare public question time open at 5:38. Do I have any public questions from the gallery? Okay. I could just go up to the podium there and thank you. Could I have your name and address?
Right. Just Nick from Volunteer Marine Rescue, just representing there. Just had a question about the dredging of the boat.
We are in discussions with the contractors, I've just been told we're putting that out to tender. Hopefully we should have a response back on that within this month or within the next coming month.
That's right. Okay. And what has been approved?
It's definitely approved in the budget to do the works required to open that Richardson Street boat ramp.
Right. Will you be utilising the
Pardon?
Will you be utilising the current equipment now? Because that's a lengthy process for the channel.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you'll be keeping that here and tenders will be made by the end of next month.
I've just been told that we are reviewing all options. Yeah. I'll just pass that on to Acting CEO. Would you like to add to that?
Thank you. Through the chair, obviously we did consider a number of options currently available, obviously with equipment already been mobilised, as well as more traditional dredging options that are available through other providers. I've just received an internal memo today to assess all those options, including cost estimates. We're about to proceed with a preferred option, which will require us, because all of them are above the tender threshold, so we will need to go to tender. We also will need to get just appropriate the required EPA and Department of Transport permits. But timeframes for the proposed option is quite a short turnaround, so hoping we can get that out, reported back to council and out for work in the very near future. Through the chair, if it's okay, I will just take that on notice, but I don't want to provide any, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. So what I will do, we do need to go through a tender process. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to talk with the acting director. I've just received the memo, but we'll go through that and we'll contact you directly and let you know the process, or sorry, the Volunteer Marine Rescue directly and let them know what we're going to be going through.
Thank you.
Mr. Dikesh.
George Dikesh, 26 Spencer Street, Cook Point, Port Hedland, WA 6721. Question one, a councillor or somebody tell me how much it costs for the ratepayer for the advertising in a Telegraph and other media for CEO's position. I just don't know. this one here for starting. Is there any cost for them? Is there anything much bigger?
I refer that to the acting CEO.
Through the chair, I will actually just refer that to the acting director of corporate services.
So through the chair, we've got a purchase order there for $6,500 for advertising. However, if it's through the advertising spread, that will come under current advertising expenditure, like with the weekly expenditure. That's all the information.
Second question. And Council, can you tell me in what area the SAC CEO Mel Osborne failed in the criteria stated in the advertisement for a new CEO? And let me quote something. Council seeks to appoint a CEO who has a deep interest in doing things better, a person who expected and experienced and energetic, capable of leading a dynamic organisation, and someone who is committed to achieving innovative and sustainable outcomes and delivering community projects. Just one bit more. You should have a strong record of driving innovations, leading new initiatives, anticipating change and challenges, guiding strategic thought and action, and most importantly, getting things done. Where did the ex-CEO that was sat with the majority of the councillors fail in what you're asking for the new CEO to do?
Mr. Dikash, that information is confidential. It has been, and it won't be released at the moment.
I can't believe this.
I'm sure you're well aware of council procedures, considering you were on for quite some time. It is a confidential item, and it will remain confidential.
I thought it was a confidential item.
There was a deed of settlement signed by the previous CEO, so we are bound by confidentiality, and so is he.
Okay, well, that is my third question, seeing how it's confidential. How much did it cost the ratepayers? I'm talking about the ratepayers. When a majority of councillors sacked the CEO, Mel Osborne, and was there a compensation payer made to Mel Osborne so he wouldn't sue the town of Port Hedland for wrongful dismissal? And how many thousands of dollars did it cost ratepayers of the town so as not to be dragged through the courts? Furthermore, how much had it cost the ratepayers of this town with the exodus of directors and other senior management of council because the decision to sack Mel Osborne by a majority of councillors? I can see a lot of acting directors. I wish you all luck. So.
Again, like I stated previously, all of that information is confidential and it won't be disclosed.
So even though it's come out of ratepayers' money, ratepayers' pockets?
Like I said previously, Mr. Dikash, it's confidential and it won't be disclosed.
Okay, I'll challenge you for that. It's all good for now.
From 161 Queen Court. Yeah, Mayor, I draw your attention to point 4.2.1, cost relating to the airport lease and transition. What is the breakdown figure for legal fees for $1.4 million?
Mr. Peters, as you can see, I requested that question to be asked again because I would rather this council be open and accountable to any questions asked from the public that are not confidential. I'm happy to have that broken down for you so you know exactly what that comes down to.
So when is that going to happen?
Acting CEO, when can we have that information for Mr. Peters?
Through the chair, we can have a breakdown of information available in the next, by the end of the week. Yes, just getting some confirmation from the acting director. I will double check though, but I do believe that that information has actually already been released in previous from previous questions. So we might be able to find that information that's already previously been released, because obviously that that question has been asked a couple of times over the last 12 months or so.
And which legal firm was engaged to do the work?
I'll pass that to the acting CEO.
There were a number of legal firms. Freehills was the main. There was also reviews done by, I think it was McLeod's. And yeah, so those were the two main legal firms that undertook work and peer review work on that process.
So when these legal firms, they gave you the bill, did you, how many hours they have done for the legal work?
Mr. Peters, I'm sure that that breakdown will be issued with the rest of the information, is that correct? Yes, you'll get that.
Because what I can see is the Legal Professional Act of 2008 specify certain rates for lawyer, and it has to be followed. So I was just wondering, if I take this figure of 1.4 million, it is working out to, and the max they go is $484 per hour. So it is. It seems to me when I divide that with the 1.4 million, I'm getting a figure of 3,031 hours. Mm.
Mr. Peters, I've had much dealings with lawyers, and $400 an hour is quite cheap. These lawyers we're using could be up around $1,000 an hour. So, but you know, that information will be supplied. I've no problem giving it to you.
One more thing: was the bill taxed by the Law Society?
Acting CEO.
Sorry, can you please repeat the question? I missed that.
Was the bill taxed by the Law Society? Like every bill which these law firms give, they are governed by the Law Society. They just cannot charge any amount. So they have to go to Law Society for review, and we will definitely get a big amount back.
Mr. Peters, the lawyers that we're using are WALGA approved lawyers, so they have to go through a rigorous process, to be able to be used by our local government and many other local governments. I'm sure we can take that on notice and supply that information to you in due course.
Thank you. And one more question is, the TAG fees of $4.6 million. Did Town of Court engage or take advice from any of the big fours, like KPMG, Deloitte, or PricewaterhouseCoopers?
I didn't catch that first part of the question. What was it?
Another item is TAG fees of $4.6
million.
TAG.
Okay.
I'll pass it on to the acting CEO, I think.
Through the chair, so the TAG Group obviously was the organisation that project managed the lease process on behalf of the town, and those fees were calculated out as a success fee on the completion of the lease, and that was developed at the very beginning of the process, and there was a calculation of how those fees were arrived at.
So that's my question is, like, we are paying them $4.6 million. And like before engaging...
Mr. Peters, I'll just correct that. It was $4.95 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's including GST.
All right, so that's quite a point. Anyway, so did we take advice from the big fours?
Acting CEO?
I'm happy to take that on notice. I actually wasn't at the town at the very beginning of this process, but I'm happy to take that on notice and let you know what the process was for appointing the TAG Group.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. Do I have any more public questions? Mr. Dekash.
Just one quick question.
From our previous questions, I just the the payout for the CEO has got to be somewhere in the books. Where would that be? Where could I see it? They've got to be.
You just can't say it's
confidential, and we can't see it. So where can I find them?
Mr. Dekash, I'll take that on notice, and we will. We'll get advice on that question, and if I can issue with some information, I will. But if it's class confidential, as per the deed of agreement, then you won't be getting it.
It's almost $700,000, can't you?
Mr. Dekash, okay. It is not $700,000.
Well, let me see the figures.
Do I have any other public questions? Okay, I'll close public question time at 5:50. And open public statement time at 5:50. Do I have any public statements from the gallery? Mr. Peters.
Yeah, first of all, I was very pleased to see the news article in the paper about the council rate, so congrats and thank all the council members. The Local Government Act of 1995, section 1.32 and C, mentions the act is intended to result in greater accountability of local government to the community. We are living in a community which had elected representatives who totally misled the hardworking, honest citizen into investing their hard-earned money into properties. Today we have 3,000 mortgages saved and many good citizens going broke or struggling to pay the huge mortgage that they have incurred. People are being declared bankrupt and insolvent left, right and center. Outsiders have literally looted this town. One person had even 53 classic cars in this town and he has taken off from this town. Families are torn apart. People are working 7 days a week with long hours, no family care. We are in the news for all wrong reasons. Our town is becoming a ghost town as per Channel 9. There are many organizations which are rotting the system in the name of Aboriginal people as well. I can tell you, acting mayor, as I know a CEO of organization who is drawing well over 300,000 a year for looking after two or three young Aboriginal people, boys. And I can tell you, when I went there, they had their full team and one Aboriginal boy was there, and their team leader, office manager, manager operations, CEO, all sitting and having feed with him. And when I asked him what is this, and they said, "Oh, we are introducing him to different cultural food, all these things." So it is really, when I see all these going on, I sometimes wonder where the councillors or the town of Port Hedland stands. And that's why I mentioned the government, Local Government Act of 1995, that the town, the councillors have greater accountability of local government to the community. The town of Port Hedland Council should investigate such blue collar fraud. Council should initiate, it is my suggestion that council should initiate class action for those who have suffered immensely because of systemic fraud initiated by selected people. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. Do I have any public statements? No. Okay, I'll close public statement time at 5:53. Thanks all members for your public statements. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There are nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Nothing from me, thank you, Acting Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, thank you, Acting Mayor. Just a few short ones, thank you. My question at 4.2.2 regarding the mosaics at the airport, the final sentence is, if the town would like the intact mosaic, this can be coordinated through Port Hedland International Airport for removal. Now, first I'd like to say that it's not intact. I've had a really good look at it. There are mosaics missing. It has been moved from the left-hand side of the roadway to the entrance to the right-hand side. I believe there's other new signs going up there, as it states here, but I just think that needs to come. Can we please find out whether, I mean, the people have helped to create that mosaic. Is it going to stay there, or is it going to be moved, or is there anything else in the wind about what's going to happen with that mosaic and that entrance statement?
Acting CEO.
Through the Chair, we're happy to provide some further investigation into that. Just by the reader, that it does look like it is intended that those remaining mosaic would be removed to put new signage up. So if there's an opportunity and there's the desire of the Council to do something with those, then happy to do that.
Okay, all right, thank you. I'm quite happy to stay there personally, actually, but just wanted to find out what was going to be happening in the near future. I did have contact, my next question, I did have contact regarding the first rates notice has gone out, and one of them was from one of our local primary schools asking that though the rates had gone down, the emergency services amount had risen from just over $400 last year to just over $2,000 this year. I did ask them to contact the council about that, and the answer back to them was because of the value of generals. Value obviously nearly 2 years ago. So I'm just wondering whether that is correct. With that question, I'd also like to ask when will the Valuer General reassess our rates for the future? Thank you.
Councillor Gillingham, can we clarify that? Is there a charge last year and this year?
Through the chair, for the emergency services,
yeah.
They actually showed me their bill, and it was actually for St. Cecilia's Primary School. I couldn't comment on it. I did say to contact the council that it had risen from, it was just under $500 for the year to just over $2,000. So I guess they probably need it looked at.
Yeah. Acting CEO, could we get an explanation on that as to why that has happened? Because my understanding is that emergency services didn't, the price didn't rise.
Yeah, through the chair, happy to follow up on that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was very good. Thank you. I just also, with that question I did ask then through the chair, when will the Valuer General come up and revalue our land, seeing as everything has dropped in price?
Councillor Gillingham, my understanding is that will happen next year, 2017, and then it will be applied the following year.
Thank you. Just two other short ones. Thank you to the chair. The trees along Cook Point Drive. I'm just wondering whether watering has ceased with those trees, though they're looking okay, but I know that the salt table doesn't help where they are. I believe they're the poinciana trees. I don't think they're being watered. Is this because watering has ceased because they don't need them anymore? I'm happy to take that on notice. And also the tamarind orchid tree in Port Hedland, opposite the Masonic Lodge in Acton Street. I did ask through an email 2 weeks ago through our director, who I believe has now sort of left the town of Whedon regarding engineering. I didn't get any answer back. Could I have that? I'm happy to have that taken on notice as well. What is the maintenance for that tamarind orchid tree?
Okay. Acting CEO, can we get the answers to those questions to Councillor Gillingham as soon as we can?
Yes, so through the chair, we can do that. I did actually ask if that had been followed up and was told of a different outcome, but I did get some information about the tree specifically and it was assessed I think, a few years back by that arborist up from the Botanic Gardens, and it wasn't in too good a shape then, but we can provide an update of our current maintenance regime, again, trying to look after it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. That's all. Thank you.
Councillor Gillingham. Acting CEO, can we also add to that to see whether there's any possibility that tree can be fertilised if needed?
Through the chair, happy to do that. I know that I did read the report very quickly, and one of the key issues with the tree is it's full of white ants.
Okay. Councillor Hooper.
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Newbury.
Just a quick one while we're on the gardening note. The ex-CEO's house, I believe, hasn't been maintained for a number of weeks. Are we going to maintain that until someone occupies it?
Councillor Newbury, I've already requested that happen. So we have officers looking at that at the moment. Would you like to add to that?
Through the chair, I've followed up on that. I've been told that we are maintaining it. We have a weekly crew going through and just keeping it in check. I've double-checked to ensure that if there are any maintenance requirements for the structure that they're undertaken, and the report back is that it's in current functionality of it is it doesn't require any touch-ups or painting. It's just now a matter of a weekly update of garden crew just to keep an eye on it.
Just notice that the lawn's a bit overgrown.
Yeah.
Nothing further, Councillor?
No, thank you.
Councillor Whitwell?
Yes. What's the cost item that the CEO's exit expenses are displayed in the accounts?
I'll take that on notice, Councillor Whitwell, and I'm sure that you can ask those questions any time during the month to officers,
right.
Because you are entitled to any confidential information.
Okay. Can you give a breakdown? This is to the chair. Mm. Can you give a breakdown of the $2 million in the budget? Inclusion of the small bank development. In other words, can you give a detailed breakdown of what you're going to use it for?
So you're not aware of what the $2 million?
I'm not aware of anything to do with the detail of the $2 million.
I did see that spreadsheet. Acting CEO, can we get the spreadsheet for Councillor Whitwell that was supplied to me on the breakdown of the $2 million? The purpose of it.
So through the chair, just clarify, this is obviously for the newly appointed budget, the $2 million allocated to the work. So, yes, happy to do that. The money is there to undertake works towards the finalisation of the decision by Cabinet. Once we have a firm decision, that's when there'll be some real detail around the required design works and elements to move forward. So I suppose you could say that the $2 million to date is a bit of a, not arbitrary figure, but it's an allocation of funds for that work to get underway once we have a green light from the Cabinet decision. So current works obviously still entail the development of the business plan, which will be coming back next month to council. Legal work just to cover that, and any further expenses to date that Land Corp might incur for the finalisation of the Cabinet submission. Post that, the detail of the project will have to be redefined as we get into the detailed design elements, because we will have concluded the conceptual work.
Can you give me any change that may have taken place in terms of economic assessment of the net present values for the first 10 years of the Sport Bank development?
We'll take that on notice, Mr. Wheeler. Councillor Wheeler, and get a answer to you.
Okay. Also, can you give me the amended net cost to the council of the Sport Bank as it is in the recent review report?
Again, I'll take that on notice. Would you like to answer?
So I just wanted to clarify through the chair, what What report are you actually referring to?
Oh, it's just the recent one. I have a copy of it. I'll give that to you if you like.
Councillor Whitwell, if you'd like the staff to answer the question, just can we get a copy of the document that you have?
I'll give you the document.
Well, then in that case, I'll take the question on notice, and until the staffs read it, then they can supply you with an answer.
I'm sure everybody's read it.
Okay. Right. What's your next question, Councillor Whitwell?
The next question is, what impact do you think the double channel being developed by the Port Authority, Pilbara Port Authority, in terms of its development of shipping channels, what sort of effect do you think that's going to have on the small bank development, if any?
Well, when the final plans are produced to us, I'm sure we'll find that out. But at the moment, it's just a concept. Is that correct?
Through the chair, just to clarify, what's the double channel that you're referring to? Sorry.
Well, the Pilbara Port Authority is going to have duplicate channels, right, going out in the current next to the current channel, right, and to try and overcome problems that might arise if a ship, for example.
Sorry. So thank you for the clarification, okay. Councillor. The key issue with the channel for the marina is in Zone 3, which is the area from, I suppose, the current tug pen through to the, I suppose, the point of the spit. Those duplications are happening further out in the lane to allow for pulling over or passing if required. So that duplication that's planned or underway by the PPA will have no impact on the requirement for a recreational vessel channel in the current location proposed.
Thank you for that. I haven't seen the plan, right, so I can't comment on it in detail, but I thought it would have gone to the critical points rather than just the duplication outside. But anyway, I've got to look at it.
Was that a question? Or
no, I'm just saying that's my inability to give you further information because I haven't seen it, right? But
have you got a question, Councillor Whitwell?
I understand the question. I understand the answer, and I'm happy with the answer.
Anything further, Councillor Whitwell?
No, that's fine.
Councillor Taylor?
Yeah, just further question on what Councillor Gillingham asked in relation to the Valley of General. Are we able to get one done for Henlon this year versus next year?
The Valley of General's office does valuations every 3 years. I'll pass that question on to the acting CEO.
Through the chair, it is my understanding that you can request a valuation at a cost. So obviously, there's the three-year cycle, but you can request further valuation done in between those periods. But obviously, there's a cost to occur.
Also, my understanding is there's a process involved. So it's been a long time since I read it, but I think there has to be quite a number of electors that want that process to happen.
Can we investigate what that process is and
acting
get a cost?
CEO, can we find out about it? Anything further?
Yeah, and just do we have any information from the Northwest Festival in regards to tickets and sales and profits or not, or
acting
outcomes?
CEO?
Yep. Through the chair, I'd like to put all that in one hit, if that's okay. So we're just awaiting some final information around some of the dollars. We did get some ticket information, but I think it's best to present that in one package, if that's okay.
Do we know when that's going to be?
Acting.
So I did speak to the manager of community development today, and they've requested that. We're just waiting on that to come back through. So I won't speculate on when that will be, but we have requested the time frame on that. And once I know about it, I'll let you know. And we do have a requirement to report back to the council within the 2 months following. And it'll be obviously best for everyone if we can do that in a with all elements presented in a finished way.
Anything further, Councillor Tarman? Thank you, councillors. We'll move on to item 9. Declarations of all members have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands?
Pending some information requested that I'm still received since security wouldn't let me also.
That information was?
I believe it was forthcoming and I had a missed phone call on the way here, so.
Would you like a copy of that?
Yes, please.
Acting CEO, can I get somebody to...
And whatever was downstairs, I think there was some hard copies distributed this today.
Can I get someone to get that info?
Yes, we will. We'll grab that for you now.
Thank you.
7-0. Yep. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of previous council meeting. Held on Wednesday the 27th of July 2016. Do I have any points of clarification on that? No. Do I have a mover?
No points of clarification.
Move Councillor Gillingham, seconded Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? No against. Items passed 7-0. 10.1.2, confirmation of minutes of special council meeting held on Wednesday the 10th of August 2016. Do I have any points of clarification on those minutes, councillors? No, do I have a mover for those minutes? Councillor Tarvo, do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper, do I have any against? Items passed 7-0. 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. So, elected members, I'd like to suggest that I'll be making a number of changes to the format of the OCM to improve the effective conduct of the meeting. Our acknowledgement of traditional owners will now be, I acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyada people. I recognise the contribution of Gariyada elders past, present and future in working together with the future of Port Hedland. Elected members will not be asked for points of clarification before each item is to be considered. There'll be there's a number of reasons for this. Item 9 in the agenda asks elected members whether they have given due consideration to items for the meeting. Elected members raise their hand to indicate that they have considered items. However, when we proceed, questions asked on the item are considerable, which allude to the fact that due consideration has not been given to each item. Elected members receive an agenda approximately 2 weeks before the meeting and have ample time to ask the CEO or directors questions on any of the items and should not be leaving it to the council meeting. This puts pressure on the administration to answer questions moments before the item has been considered and they may not have all the information on hand at a moment's notice. This could then delay the decision-making of council. The presiding member is not required to ask elected members if they have points of clarification, as there is no provision within standing orders, the local law. Elected members are also given the opportunity to ask questions of officers on items at the public agenda briefing, which is a week prior to the council meeting. It is elected members' duty to attend council meetings having read and understood all items on the agenda for consideration. If elected members have any questions on any of these items, they should be contacting the CEO or director prior to the meeting for clarification or asking their questions at an agenda briefing. Also, if elected members are not given that information, as I've stated earlier, we're heading towards a more open and accountable council. I want all information provided where possible to anyone that requires it. In addition, I have considered how we conduct public agenda briefings, and I've requested that the CEO bring an item to the September Ordinary Council meeting to consider cancelling the public agenda briefing and creating a confidential OCM briefing. This will allow elected members the opportunity to ask all relevant questions for each item and help stimulate discussion between officers and elected members. Also, there are rarely any members of the public within the public gallery at these meetings, so I think it would be a greater benefit to elected members to engage with the staff on a more formal platform. Thank you.
Could we please get a copy of that? That was a bit of a mouthful to take in.
CEO, can I get a copy or the email sent to all councillors?
Yes, we can.
Okay, item 12, reports from officers, 12.1, corporate services, 12.1.1, amendment of policy 1-014, execution of documents and application of the common seal. Just a further note, councillors, I'll allow points of clarification tonight, but next council meeting, I'd much rather that all questions and clarification is done within the debate of the item. So, do I have any points of clarification?
How does removing points of clarification open up transparency?
Again, the councillors are required to, understand the agenda. So, if you put your hand up and you understand the agenda, then I don't. And you have the opportunity to engage with staff on any matter, then I don't see why we should be coming to the meeting and bogging it down with points of clarification that take hours.
With respect, yep. It's usually you that's been asking the questions.
Absolutely.
And now you're changing. And do you have the ability to change that without discussion?
I haven't changed it yet. I've put it out there so we can discuss it, and it will be brought to a forum so we can discuss it.
Thank you.
I just clarified, you just told us that there's a nice point of clarification tonight, but you will not accept it next meeting.
The,
so where's that the discussion with us?
It's coming to the discussion at when did we actually
Through the chair, I think that's for the next council meeting. Sorry, concept?
Concept forum.
Yes, concept forum. So, through the chair, this is obviously the presiding members raising something. It's part of our policy. It actually has to be considered by the council. And obviously, it's a new, slightly different way of doing business. But again, there's a discussion with council, and conferring with colleagues, and coming to a resolution.
Councillor Newby, do you have anything further?
No more questions
for
now.
Councillor Whitwell, do we have any questions on the item before us?
Can't we just have a discussion about this?
No, we're discussing the item.
On?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Questions on?
On the item.
I have questions on this.
What's your question, Councillor Whitwell?
What's my question? My question is this. How do you see, that everybody reading the same bit of paper forms the same conclusion?
No, I don't.
Well, do you think there's a need sometimes for people to be able to clarify some things that they obviously either do or don't understand?
Councillor Whitwell, like I said, we are going to have a concept forum on it.
Are you refusing to answer that?
I'm not refusing to answer that. We're on a 12.1.1,
okay.
Which doesn't relate to your question.
Okay.
Councillor Taylor? No. Do I have any Do I have a mover for the officer's recommendation on 12.1.1?
Sorry.
Move Councillor Hooper. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? No against. Items passed 7-0. Item 12.1.2, Statement of Financial Activity for the Period Ending 31st of July 2016. Do I have any points of clarification on this item, councillors? Councillor Tarvo.
Sorry. There was one line item for Reading Electrical that had costs for refuel, labour for costs of refuelling at the waste reserve. So I apologise for the late notice, but do you know anything on that?
Acting CEO.
Through the chair, I'll just defer to the direct acting director of corporate services, see if she can provide new light. Otherwise, we'll have to take it on notice.
Through the chair, is there a page number
you're referring to? Yeah, hang on. I'll have it for you in 2 seconds. It's page 42 of the PDF document, maybe not 42 itself, but. It refers to labour costs regarding fuel delivery from an electrical company, and it's reoccurring each month.
Councillor Tarvo.
Apologies.
Acting CEO.
Again, if to maybe speed things up, we might just take it on notice.
Councillor Tarvo, any further questions?
No.
Do I have a mover for the officer's recommendation on page 24, councillors? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell, do I have any against? No against. Motion's passed 7-0. Road widening dedication of a portion of McClary Boulevard, formerly Branson Court. Do I have any points of clarification, councillors?
No points, so moved. For McClary Boulevard, formerly Branson Court.
Councillor Hooper, second, and Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? No against. Motion to pass 7-0.
Acting Mayor, I'll excuse myself from the next one. 12.2.2, request for tender. Due to being a BHP employee and obviously making a significant financial contribution to this one.
Thank you, Councillor Melville. Acting Mayor. Do you have any points of clarification on item 12.2.2, councillors?
None,
sorry. I did.
Yeah.
Just
Councillor Tarvo.
We were sent out the additional information I asked for in regards to the tender. So I'm taking how we received is how the tender has received that piece of paper. That's the level of detail they received.
Acting CEO.
Through the chair, I might just see if I can defer that to the officer, if she has a.
Sorry.
So the question is, the information, the spec information that was provided today, is that how it was received by tenderers and the documentation?
Yes.
That table?
In the appendix.
In the appendix.
Any further questions, Councillor? No, do I have a mover for the motion? Move Councillor Hooper. Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? No against. The motion is passed 6-0. Now the price we're inserting now.
That's correct.
So the Oval Scoreboard tender price will be inserted at $230,232.20.
Good, I was double checking some odds
over here. Councillor Miller. Councillor Melville, that item was passed 6-0 by absolute majority, and the price on that tender item was $230,232.20.
Thank you.
Item 13.1.1. Proposed policies, corporate credit card, fraud and corruption prevention, and whistleblower, public interest disclosure. Do I have any points of clarification? No. Another mover? Councillor Gillingham, do you have a point of clarification?
I do actually, thank you, for the chair. Just with the whistleblower public interest disclosure, is that covering all staff and councillors, or is that just for staff?
The item is just for staff. Anything further, Councillor?
No, just that if I was led to believe in the past that whistleblower also meant that it covered councillors, so I just wanted to find out if that is incorrect.
My understanding is that councillors are covered under other legislation. Acting CEO, is that, am I correct?
Through the chair, that is correct.
Thank you.
I have a mover in Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Tarvo, do I have any against? Against? The motion's passed 7-0. Item 14, motions which previous notice have been given, they're a nil. Item 15, new business of an urgent nature, 15.1 Grackwick Aquatic Centre pool leak, that has been withdrawn. Item 16 is matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters. Could I have a mover and a seconder to go into confidence? Moved Councillor Gillingham, seconded Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? No against. The motion's passed 7-0. Okay, do I have a mover, Councillor Melville, and a seconder, Councillor Tarvo, to... a mover in Melville, a seconder in Tarvo, do I have any against moving out of confidence? No? Items past 7-0. Okay.
Let the public back in.
Let the public in.
One at a time.
There are no members of the public, so we move on to item 17, closure. 17.1, date of next meeting is on Wednesday, the 28th of September 2016, commencing at 5:30, with the public agenda briefing held on the 21st of September 2016, commencing at 5:30. 17.2, I'll declare the meeting closed at 7:01. Thank you, councillors.